tree, whatever was come handy. And they would let them in there to eat. They didn't, I don't reckon they baled hay. I don't know when they started baling hay. Don't have an idea. But I remember those hay stacks because we used to tear them down and they'd get on us a little. I never remember much, but we'd go and try to get up and then we'd slide down on them. I do remember that a little bit, but I imagine the other ones older than me would tell me to do it, and I would.
Okay, now, was there a place where you would milk your cows in the barn or away from the barn?
Well, when it was warm, we milked them, they milked them outside. But if it was raining, we had a shed that you drove them in and fed them and milked them. Yeah.
Now, the pigs, you had a what?
Pig pen.
And,
You had a trough. Another, that's where you made your big trough, you know, like this, and had an end to it and set up. You'd have your in this shape, like an open book.
Yeah.
And at this end, it was just a square piece about that long would come across it. Well, you see, it would sit on it, and it would cover the end, too. You see, you understand what it was?
Oh, yeah. What about a place where, when you were coming up, where y'all would put your potatoes or things like that?
Yeah, I imagine the smokehouse, don't you see? They usually, no, they banked them a lot. They'd put them out in a get a dry spot somewhere about the place there,
yes,
and put hay, and then put your sand on it, not dirt, sand. Put hay and sand, and then you'd bank them up into a kind of an ice cream ice cream cone turned over.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then you would put dirt on that, and then put hay on that, and put corn stalks around that, and but leave a little ventilation up at the top, just like an Indian teepee, and that was where they'd get air. And they'd keep near all the winter, and they did turnips that way too. Didn't they raise a lot of turnips?
Yeah. A lot of the farming has changed here lately now. I mean, they don't raise as much as they used to, do
they? Not food, it's right in here. We are in a cow. This has been always a cattle place right in here. We had at least, I reckon, 8 or 10 dairies here, and we don't have 4 on this road now. When we had 10 or 15 at one time on this road, but they were all gone. There's just 3 dairies, 4 dairies out here now, I reckon. And everything has changed so different entirely. My son even put in a feeder. He doesn't even have to put his feet in the trough. Now he turns a switch.
And the feed goes into all the...
Where the cow eats. Turn the switch, and as the feed comes out of that big bin, you can see it standing down yonder, big tank-like thing.
Yeah.
Go inside and turn the switch.
What are those trees down there? What are those fruit trees down
there? There ain't no fruit trees there. This big tree here is walnut. If you hear anybody wants to buy one, I've got 2 out here back I want to sell.
Okay.
If I get to sell them, I told them I was going to Hawaii if I got to sell them. I'll bunch from our church. I belong to a group up at our church named LLL, Live Long and Like It. And we have a real good time. We go a lot of places. But I've got 3 walnuts. Now that walnut tree, my children, when they were little, brought up walnuts from down in the pasture. And we protected that tree. And that tree is, I reckon, 62 or 3 years old. At least that one there. And then I have 2 or 3 more that other trees are coming up, and I need one cut on the other side. They tell me up in Tennessee, I wish I was up in Tennessee.